This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Your designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network.
Really do come true. No more masks declared. I so happy. You so happy. We so happy. Welcome, everyone, to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Boy, what a week. What a week it was. I have loathed wearing a mask from the very beginning, as many of you have as well. I've always felt wearing a mask is like suffocating. It just feels like something is sitting on my face. And not only that, my nose itches and wants to create a histaminic reaction, as in running like a sieve. So I'm always fiddling and playing with it where I am required to wear a mask. I am so glad to be able to not do that in more places than not. Now, the question becomes, will mandatory mask wearing go back into effect if people who have already been fully vaccinated refuse to get a booster shot or another new vaccine, which you know is going to be coming down the pipeline and be required? Because why? Well, because of the fact that the virus, the COVID virus, has mutated. We have all these hundreds of different variants for which many health experts believe the vaccine is ineffective or marginal against. So don't get too elated over the announcement this last week. Suddenly and magically, literally in a 24-hour period of time, it went from gloom and doom. The CDC, which they have gotten so many things wrong with respect to COVID and what to do and not to do, so much misinformation, disinformation, and outright deceit, deception, and ineptitude, that people might get real happy real fast over a 24-hour period of time about the announcement of both the CDC and President Biden coming out saying, look, fully vaccinated people can now move about without having to wear a mask. Voila! And that might change, and there could very well be a lot of anxiety generated when they tell you that you'll need to put your mask back on until you have a booster shot or a new vaccine to try to counter the various strains that are mutating, the variants which are out there, that they will sooner or later finally admit that the current COVID shots, whether that be the du jour flavors of Pfizer, Moderna, J&J, Johnson & Johnson, or AstraZeneca, or the Oxnard, whatever it may be, are ineffective. And what about all of the COVID-19 variants infecting people, the current shots that we're finding out that people who have been fully vaccinated come down with COVID-19 in the thousands. You probably have heard this by now. In states all over the U.S., hundreds, if not thousands of people who have been fully vaccinated are coming down with COVID-19 or showing positive COVID-19 infections. The New York Yankees baseball team, 8 members of that staff and players fully vaccinated, and they came down with COVID-19. So, does the vaccine have 100% effective? Far, far from it. Some people believe that the numbers, the fuzzy math that have been provided, that it's nearly 100% proof positive is highly inflated. Something's wrong. And then when you stir into the mix the fact that the virus is changing, it's morphing, it's trying to survive, and therefore the vaccine no longer has any effect. If it had any effect at all, you scratch your head. But yet, President Biden proclaimed, we need to achieve, and you may remember this, he hammered this home, secondary to what the CDC was feeding him, we need to achieve 70% fully vaccinated society to be protected. And until we get to 70%, that was the magic number at the time. I've heard it over the years with so-called trying to achieve the herd effect, where you get enough people in a group that everybody's protected. But they landed on 70. I guess they like the sound of 70 versus 65 or 85 or whatever it may be. Until we get to 70, he declared, you need to make sure you are wearing a mask. And here we have this last week. We learn that only 46% of American adults are fully vaccinated. 46%. Far short of what the goal was by the CDC and the government in general. And yet they still tell you this last week, it's okay, take your mask off now, no problem. It was also disclosed this last week, which I thought was very interesting, that 50% of the employees who actually work at the National Institutes of Health and the CDC, only 50% are fully vaccinated or vaccinated at all. 1 out of 2 of them have chosen not to receive any of the available COVID-19 shots. Why is that? What kind of message does that send to you? That 1 out of 2 people who should know more than anybody, who's down in the trenches of studying viral infections and all these different things that we need to know about, all things that can get us sick, they are suspicious and have held back in getting the vaccine themselves. 50% of the employees at NIH and CDC. Now, you would believe that if any mandates were put in place where the employers require employees to have vaccines, it would be there. Not so much. 50% NIH, National Institutes of Health, and CDC employees saying no with a big fat denial of taking the vaccine. So we're going to hear from or hear the words from a very famous and very well-known virologist in a little while. I want you to be prepared for that. Dr. Judy Michalowicz, a prominent virologist and author, has been very outspoken about wearing masks in general and the fact that they don't work. They don't stop the transmission of these infections. We've never had the government ever get a rise out of whether the influenza deaths are 20,000 a year or 85,000 a year, which they have reported. They've never, ever suggested that people wear masks. And yet we've accepted those numbers every single year. And then suddenly, when a different organism called COVID enters the marketplace, enters human being space, and granted, it is a lot more virulent, a lot more dangerous, a lot more deadly than influenza, but nonetheless, influenza is deadly as well, we suddenly go with the masks. We hear Dr. Anthony Fauci initially saying that you should not worry about this. No big deal. Masks don't work. They're not going to have any effect. We hear this U.S. Surgeon General saying the same thing. Then they completely changed and flip-flopped. Why is that? Why did they get it wrong? You're going to hear from Dr. Judy Michalowicz about this in a little bit. Stay tuned. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
Dr. Bob Martin here for Toomey Health Products. Founded by Olympic gold medalist Bill Toomey, he has a couple of great CBD products. As a physician, I recommend CBD to my listeners to help improve sleep, manage inflammation, and stop painful joints and muscles, reduce anxiety. And did you know that CBD, according to scientific research, reduces your risk of heart problems by helping blood vessels stay relaxed? Toomey Health R10 caps and R10 plus topical cream are safe, effective, and non-hallucinogenic. Don't be fooled by companies claiming to have high concentrations of CBD. Rely only on Toomey Health CBD products. Find out how you can get a one-month supply of R10 capsules and R10 Plus topical cream for free by calling 833-866-6391, 833-866-6391, 833-866-6391, or TumiHealth.com. That's Tumi, T-O-O-M-E-Y, Health.com. It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Are you looking for a healthy response to inflammation but have yet to find one? You're not alone. You're looking for Turmeric Power Plus, made by North American Urban Spice, a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Turmeric Power Plus is not your normal turmeric-based product. No, this potent formula combines wild raw turmeric, oregano oil, along with ginger and rosemary. That's why it's able to support healthy, full-body inflammation response. Turmeric Power Plus is more powerful than curcumin and turmeric supplements alone. To learn more about Turmeric Power Plus, visit your local health food store or our website, oreganol.com. Oreganol.com. That's oreganol.com. Act now and feel better today with Turmeric Power Plus from North American Urban Spice.
Work it, make it, do it, makes us all the better, faster, stronger.
That don't kill me, can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up, man, cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right.
You're listening to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. We thank you for tuning into the program and encouraging others to do the very same thing. Now, you may have relatives in other countries, other states, other cities who are unable to get the show for whatever reason. If that's the case, then by all means, if you want them to hear the program, invite them to roll over to my personal website on their electronic device that's hooked to the internet, whether it be their smartphone, their tablet, their laptop, their desktop, log on to drbob.com, spelling out the word doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. They'll be able to click on a button at the very top of that page and listen to the show no matter where they're at on planet if they have an internet hookup. Now, the best way to listen to the radio show, of course, is the radio station you're listening to, and you should remain there because that's the most reliable and a way in your region where you have family members, friends, and coworkers to refer them to the show by providing the call letters of the radio station that you're listening to right now. If it's an AM or FM station, the frequency on the dial, the time of the day, and that will help people get to this program and learn so many things they may not be learning about anywhere else. We pride ourselves on that each and every week. Now, coming up next hour, we're going to have for you this week's installments of the product recall of the week, the health alternative of the week, the health outrage of the week, and the health mystery of the week. We also have a top 10 list today, top 10 states. I wonder if you live in one. The top 10 states with the biggest drug problems. We're going to name names. Maybe you are in one of those states and you'd want to know this information. We'll see about that later in the show. And if you're just tuning into the program and didn't hear about it earlier, last hour of the show, we have this poll question based on the latest sudden change in policy of the CDC this last week where, boom, just literally within a 24-hour span, now you can get rid of the masks if you're fully vaccinated. We asked this question, do you believe the CDC's sudden announcement about no longer needing to wear masks is political? Yes or no? Please vote on that at drbob.com, spelling out the word doctor. DrBob.com for that answer. Now, I've known and we have talked about this for more than a year since this pandemic began in 2020, that the whole idea of wearing a mask, it just wasn't correct. And yet, the government pushed hard and heavy with the mandate of wearing masks. Everybody picked up on it so that people would have the warm and fuzzy feeling of wearing a mask. I full well knew that this wasn't going to have any effect or maybe a little effect on disease transmission when it comes to viruses because viral aerosol particles go right through and around masks. And even Dr. Anthony Fauci admitted it early on. I've got him on tape. Alex, do we have Dr. Anthony Fauci, that segment where he talked about wearing a mask in that interview where he announced that it wasn't that effective, it really wasn't necessary. If you want to feel better about it, you can go ahead and do it, but it's not going to make that much difference. Alex, do you still have that information? Yeah, if you find it, let me know. Meanwhile, I'm going to tell you about another expert, Dr. Lydia Bordiba, an associate professor of MIT, who has researched the dynamics of exhalations from coughs and sneezes, for example, for years, at the Fluid Dynamics of Disease Transmission Laboratory. This is all they do. They study stuff that comes out of people's mouths, how far it goes, how infectious it is, what it goes through, around, and found that exhalations of gaseous clouds, i.e. your breath, your sneeze, your cough, can travel up to 27 feet. And these are things that have been well known for a long time, and yet the government decided on the magic number of 6 feet. And then you walk into a Lowe's or a Home Depot or your grocery store or your bank, and you see things on the floor showing you visually how far to stay away from the person standing in front or behind you, 6 feet, measurement is. And as I see that all over the place, I'm thinking, 6 feet, that's odd. I wonder how they decided on 6 feet when it's 27 feet that these germs can travel according to the science behind it. The German study has proven that. You have an MIT study proving it. But what's so magic about 6 feet when it's incorrect? Because if you're worried about these organisms, the viruses, the parasites, which they are, traveling, they travel 27 feet in an aerosolized form. Once again, the CDC got it all wrong on this important health issue. If they believed it, they would be talking 27 feet, the magic number, as opposed to 6 feet. They didn't. But it doesn't even matter anyway, because we know, based on the scientific data, that masks, they don't work. Now, in the past, let me know if you find Dr. Anthony Fauci's segment on that, would you, Alex? Just break right into the show if you find it, Alex. Anyway, after the bottom of the hour break, I am going to share with you information from Dr. Judy Mikovits. She's been a guest on this program before. She's a prominent virologist, researcher, author, had a very illustrious career at the National Cancer Institute, highly trained, and we'll tell you about a book and some of the information that she discusses in her own words on an interview during this radio show, on this radio show, with respect to the New York Times best-selling author's latest book entitled The Case Against Masks, which we had her on the show in 2020 July talking about it. Subtitle, 10 Reasons Why Mask Use Should Be Limited, and why her strong belief as a scientist, virologist, researcher, author, and former employee at the National Cancer Institute, why she says that wearing masks are not going to stop a viral transmission. Not COVID, not the common cold, not the influenza, doesn't do it. And yet our government, through the CDC, hoodwinked every citizen into believing that masks were going to have any effect whatsoever. And this information started on this show literally almost a year ago. We'll have that audio clip when we come out of the bottom of the hour break. We'll also, before we do that, though, hopefully we will find Anthony Fauci's own words about this topic so that you see how much misinformation and disinformation, deception, or ineptitude has been generated through our government. I love my country. I do not trust my government in so many ways. We'll come back with more of that in just a little bit. I'm Dr. Bob Martin.
A breakthrough in pain relief. Curamed Acute Pain Relief from Terry Naturally is an easy-to-swallow soft gel with results you can feel. Featuring new clinically proven technology, this triple-action pain formula contains time-tested ingredients that will have you enjoying life again in no time. This groundbreaking formula is small in size, but big in results, and it comes with a complete money-back guarantee. A breakthrough in pain relief. Curamed Acute Pain Relief only from Terry Naturally, the award-winning wellness destination for safe and effective pain relief. Love your results or your money back. Get Curamed Acute Pain Relief at your local health food store or TerryNaturallyVitamins.com. Occasional muscle pain due to exercise or overuse. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Dr. Bob Martin here for Toomey Health Products. Founded by Olympic gold medalist Bill Toomey, he has a couple of great CBD products. As a physician, I recommend CBD to my listeners to help improve sleep, manage inflammation, and stop painful joints and muscles, reduce anxiety. And did you know that CBD, according to scientific research, reduces your risk of heart problems by helping blood vessels stay relaxed? Toomey Health R10 caps and R10 plus topical cream are safe, effective, and non-hallucinogenic. Don't be fooled by companies claiming to have high concentrations of CBD. Rely only on Toomey Health CBD products. Find out how you can get a one-month supply of R10 capsules and R10 Plus topical cream for free by calling 833-866-6391, 833-866-6391, 833-866-6391, or TumiHealth.com. That's Toomey, T-O-O-M-E-Y, Health.com. It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Are you waiting for the right excuse? Are you waiting for a sign to choose? While you're waiting, it's the time you lose. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Don't you wanna spread your wings and fly? Don't you really wanna live your life? Don't you wanna love before you die? What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for?
And a healthy welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. We appreciate you tuning into the program. We are here today reflecting on the big change that happened this last week with respect to the CDC announcing that fully vaccinated individuals will no longer have to wear masks except for, in crowded places. A big change. I mean, people are really happy right now. I'm happy. But why is there such a big change? Well, it shouldn't have happened in the first place. Masks. Crazy stuff. Now, don't believe me, though. We invited Dr. Judy Mikovits back on the show. She's been a guest on the show. And you're going to hear her words in an audio file that we have from her back in July of 2020. She is today attending a symposium where she is participating in a panel discussion, and it conflicted with the time we were on the air, so she couldn't be a guest today. However, just to give you a little bit of a background of who she is before we play the audio tape of Judy Mikovits, she's a prominent virologist, researcher, author. Her career started at the National Cancer Institute in 1988. She became a scientist and obtained her Ph.D. in biochemistry and molecular biology from George Washington University in 1991. And by 2009, she became the research director at Whitmore-Peterson Institute. Dr. Mikovits has authored 40 scientific papers. She is the author of a number of books, including Plague of Corruption, restoring faith in the promise of science and the case against masks, 10 reasons why mask use should be limited. Now, I will now play her very words on this radio show back in July of 2020. And keep in mind, this is coming from an expert in the field of virology, Dr. Judy Mikovits. Go. We've asked her to join us today to talk about her, and I'm really excited about her latest book, The Case Against Masks, because inquiring minds want to know. So with that, let us welcome back to the Dr. Bob Martin Show, Dr. Judy Mikovits.
Yeah,
Judy, so good to have you with us. Thank you for taking time out of your weekend.
Yeah, it's really great to be here because this subject about the mask is certainly heating up. And so our book's out right now. It's been out about a week on Amazon. And here comes this morning in the Wall Street Journal. Oh, new data from the CDC, Robert Rips. Oh, you must have a mask. It stops the asymptomatic spread.
Mm-hmm.
So amazing.
All right, so let me ask you some questions, and I got to play a little bit of devil's advocate here. I have my own belief system about it, but any mask is better than no mask at all. I'll just throw that out and see how you respond to that.
Absolutely not. None of the masks stop any viral transmission. And so, and any mask, the face coverings, what they do is trap the fluid particles and other things like mold, mycoplasma, other germs as you take them off your face. They stop the oxygen from coming through. So no mask at all in the healthy air, breathing oxygen and expelling carbon dioxide waste and others, into the air is the healthiest thing as designed by God.
Dr. Judy, the experts are saying, no, mask will stop 65%, a minimum of 65% stoppage with a mask when you've got people spraying stuff in your direction or stuff spraying out of your mouth.
What's spraying out of your mouth? And so the data, so the way the media are spinning it, 60% reduction in the droplets, but no data supports reduction in the virus spread, which goes through every mask. And when a person is breathing dry air, they're not spewing and making more droplets because a mask is concentrating the droplets and the humidity on their face, especially in 90 degrees. So they're mixing. There's no data. In fact, even an N95 mask doesn't stop. The virus is a thousand times smaller. So the viruses go right through, and you're actually amplifying them because you're amplifying the droplets. And we're not spewing droplets when we're just breathing. I'm sitting here in my space breathing. I'm not concentrating dry air into human air, and viruses don't spread in the larger droplets. So you're concentrating the virus.
So there you have it. The words of a scientist, researcher, virologist, author of scientific papers in peer-reviewed medical journals. Last year, 2020, on this very radio show, telling you how bogus it was to wear masks and that the government was fooling you. And they initially admitted it, and then they changed it. Anthony Fauci said, and we've got him on tape somewhere, we'll find it someday, about how he believed masks don't work. And the U.S. Surgeon General, same thing. Don't work. Then they flip-flopped. Everybody changed. Now all of a sudden everybody has to wear one to go anywhere and do anything. Now, granted, I'm glad that finally the messaging changed this last week. Suddenly, out of thin air, nothing really substantially changed, but they decided it was time. It was time to get the masks off of people and fully vaccinated people. But you can't tell who are fully vaccinated, so it doesn't really matter anyway. And this kind of reminds me of, I had somebody ask me this. They said, Dr. Bob, how do we determine those of us who are fully vaccinated, who chose to get a vaccine, how do we determine if we go into a store and there's somebody walking around in that store that doesn't have a mask on, How do we tell whether or not they have been fully vaccinated? And I said, well, you're not going to be able to tell. Even if they ask you, if they choose to tell you a story and lie to you, they will, just to be able to not be suffocating in the mask. It's kind of like people with their employers, in order to get the discount with their insurance that their providers or their employers provide for them. It's an honor system where if they report that they had a flu shot, they get a discounted premiums on their health insurance. Many of them, a greater percentage than not, lie about it and say, yes, I got the flu shot in order to get the money reduced, in order to get the reduction in their health insurance, but they haven't, in fact, did not take the flu shot for whatever reason. It doesn't matter. And in this case, it's the same thing. It's an honor system. People don't want to suffocate. They'd rather lie. That's just the nature, because wearing a mask is a lie to begin with, that it stops disease transmission. The aerosolized germs move freely through the masks, always have, always will. And Dr. Judy Mikovits, virologist, knows it as well as other experts. We'll have more on this. Stay tuned. I'm Dr. Bob Martin.
Dr. Bob Martin here for Toomey Health Products, founded by Olympic gold medalist Bill Toomey. He has a couple of great CBD products. As a physician, I recommend CBD to my listeners to help improve sleep, manage inflammation, and stop painful joints and muscles, reduce anxiety. And did you know that CBD, according to scientific research, reduces your risk of heart problems by helping blood vessels stay relaxed? Toomey Health R10 caps and R10 plus topical cream are safe, effective, and non-hallucinogenic. Don't be fooled by companies claiming to have high concentrations of CBD. Rely only on Toomey Health CBD products. Find out how you can get a one-month supply of R10 capsules and R10 Plus topical cream for free by calling 833-866-6391, 833-866-6391, 833-866-6391, or TumiHealth.com. That's Toomey, T-O-O-M-E-Y, Health.com.
Thank you for taking the time to tune in to the Dr. Bob Martin Show, and congratulations for your decision to do something positive for your precious health. You're invited to sit back and enjoy learning about interesting and compelling health information Dr. Martin provides. Or please feel free to call into the show right now with a question about your own personal health, or ask a question on behalf of someone else you care about. No worries, though. If calling into a public health talk show is not your cup of tea, we get that. However, if you have a health challenge and would like to discuss it privately with Dr. Bob Martin, the good news is you can. Dr. Martin would be delighted to speak with you privately by phone. Simply call 800-606-8822. 800-606-8822. That's toll free, 800-606-8822. And request an appointment time with Dr. Martin. Call now and get started on your journey back to health. 800-606-8822. Toll free, 800-606-8822.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it, with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Martin Show. Thank you for tuning into the program today. We're here talking about the latest revelation out of the CDC, Centers for Disease Control, and they call it prevention. I call it quasi-prevention. They admitted deception or ineptitude about the coronavirus spread. And this last week is a classic example of how things can change in a blink of an eye, where one day it is gravely risky to not wear a mask, and within 24 hours, suddenly masks don't matter. You shouldn't wear one, or you can take it off and not be at risk if, of course, the caveat, you're fully vaccinated and you don't go into large crowds. What a joke, right? Now, you might be wondering why I'm harping on it here. Aren't you happy, you might be saying, Dr. Bob? Why are you here talking about it? No, I am happy because now my restrictions have been opened up, but I want to bring it up because I want to tell you how deceptive and how dishonest and how inept the CDC is driving their opinions going into our government. And if you want to sound off on this yourself, or you have an opinion of this sudden revelation about suddenly you can not use the mask one day, and the day before it was like it would be death warmed over if you took it off, you'd be like dying. What do you think it is? Now, you can vote on it if you want privately. The health poll question on my website goes like this. Do you believe the CDC's sudden announcement about no longer needing to wear masks in fully vaccinated people is political? Yes or no? Vote on that at drbob.com, D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. Or you can also sound off on it on this program as well. What do you think happened? Our number here into the show, toll-free nationwide, 888-553-7262, 888-55-DR-BOB, or 1-888-553-7262 is the number into the show. Well, just before the mask-lifting revelation this last week, the CDC admitted that airborne coronaviruses can spread more than 6 feet. Did you catch that? Of course, they always report this with the hope that nobody's watching and memory is always short. This is the same agency that claimed that, you know, you need 6 feet of spread, that, you know, they didn't even talk about aerosols. It was all about droplets. We know that aerosols go right through masks freely. We know that these germs, based on the science behind fluidity and fluid movement in small particles, microns, smaller than human cells, viruses, can travel when aerosolized from sneezes or coughs or breaths and can travel 27 feet, but yet they had us spreading out 6 feet. My point is this. You must have the belief system of a grain of salt with everything that comes out of the confusion and chaos at the CDC. Who knows what drives their decisions down there? Some people believe that they are a wholly owned subsidiary of Big Pharm, because you can't help but notice that many of these people who work at the CDC, the researchers, the MDs, the PhDs, end up with cushy jobs at big pharmaceutical companies when they leave the CDC. It's amazing how that happens and works. So, I love my country. I don't trust my government, especially the CDC, with all the bogus, incorrect, and deceptive information that's been coming out of that agency. And you might think that's strong, but you go back and you look at the evidence, it's there. We've talked about it. We have disclosed it. Other brave talk show hosts have as well, and TV commentators such as Tucker Carlson. He's all over it. One of the very few who are willing to call it like it is based on the information that we have available to us. And the measure of the message here is really about you taking charge of your own health and not relying on, like sheeple, like so many people do, the CDC to tell you what to do and when to do it and how much to do. And people having faith, confidence, and belief in what they're saying, even though it may be 100% incorrect. And now we're finding out that the lies and the deception, it's all coming true, both in the misinformation, disinformation about airborne transmission of these organisms. They're finally admitting it silently, hoping that you didn't hear them in the first place and that you'll forget what they said. And the fact that suddenly the masks are lifted in a revelation that makes no sense out of their mouths this last week. It absolutely amazes me. 14 months later, people had to endure this kind of nonsense. And here we are today. And be prepared, if you're really happy about taking a mask off, be prepared to have that reinstituted when they find a reason for you, when you don't agree to have a booster or to have another vaccine for a variant because the one that you took doesn't work. Stay tuned. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
Are you concerned with the change of seasons? Are you looking for a product to support a healthy immune system? Then you must be looking for Oreganol P73, made by North American Herb and Spice, who are a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Oreganol P73 is not your normal oregano. No, Oreganol P73 is made from oregano that grows wild at 10,000 feet above sea level in the mountains of the Mediterranean. That's why it's such a powerful support for your immune system. Try Oreganol P73 today and discover what millions already know during this winter season. To learn more about Oreganol P73, visit your local health food store or our website, oreganol.com. That's oreganol.com. Act now and feel better today with Oreganol P73.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels. Since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed, maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
A breakthrough in pain relief. Curamed Acute Pain Relief from Terry Naturally is an easy-to-swallow soft gel with results you can feel. Featuring new clinically proven technology, this triple-action pain formula contains time-tested ingredients that will have you enjoying life again in no time. This groundbreaking formula is small in size, but big in results, and it comes with a complete money-back guarantee. A breakthrough in pain relief. Curamed Acute Pain Relief. Only from Terry Naturally. The award-winning wellness destination for safe and effective pain relief. Love your results or your money back. Get Curamed Acute Pain Relief at your local health food store or TerryNaturallyVitamins.com. Occasional muscle pain due to exercise or overuse. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I woke up still, I'm dead again today. The news said I was gone to my dismay. Don't bury me, I've got a show to play. I'm still not dead again today.
And I welcome you back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show and invite you to stick around, because next hour I'm going to get into this whole subject of viral shedding. COVID vaccine recipients, those who have received either one or two COVID-19 shots, may actually infect others who haven't had a vaccine as a result of viral shedding. And if you don't know about what viral shedding is, we're going to talk about that next hour. Do not miss that topic, especially if you are a unvaccinated person. And if you're maybe 20 or 30% of the population, we don't know what the true number is, you have not had any vaccines for whatever reason you choose to. The CDC gets so many things wrong. 6 feet spreading between people to reduce the exposure and effects of becoming infected. Wrong. It's at least 27 feet. Masks stop viruses. That's what the CDC said. Wrong. They don't. Remember when they said deceptively that and exaggerated that outdoors COVID transmission risk, saying less than 10% of infections happens when you're outdoors? They were caught on that one as well. The true risk of developing a COVID infection is like 0.1% outdoors, and yet they still scared people to death, telling them that you have up to a 10% risk of having an infection outdoors. Wrong again, misleading, deceptive information. They knew it ahead of time. They were caught on that one as well. All right, let's take a call before the end of the hour. Next hour, we'll take calls, of course, I promise. And let's go back to the phones. And first up is Sally in Tennessee. Welcome to the Dr. Bob Martin Show, Sally. We just have a minute or two left before the top of the hour news, but you've got it. Go.
Okay, the main thing I wanted to ask you was if you can explain to me why they needed to use lipid-covered nanobites in this vaccine. Nanobite is programmed. I mean, it's something you have to program. The only thing I can find from official sources is they say that the cell will not allow the spike protein in without the nanobite.
But that's correct. It's called liposomal technology, Sally. This is something that's been used in Big Pharm for a long time. This is all about delivery. It's a delivery system. Liposomal technology has been out there for a long time. And coating these spike proteins in lipid allows them to get to the cell quicker through that lipid membrane. That's what it's about. It's that simple. And I know that there's a lot of other theories behind it, but that's as simple as it is. This technology has been known, well known. They just applied it to this particular vaccine to make it more effective with delivery. I thank you for your phone call. Stay tuned. We're coming right back. Third hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show, straight ahead.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.